The Gulf Coast Growth Show is sponsored by Chevron Pasadena Refinery and is an extension of the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region, where our mission is to market and grow a vibrant regional economy. Hey guys, welcome back to the Gulf Coast Growth Show. I'm your host, Jason Lee, with my co-host, Zeke Smith.
So, buddy.
Glad to have you today. And we are joined by Miss Christina Alley, the Chief Impact Officer, coolest name ever, right? The Impact Officer of the East Harris County Empowerment Council. So, Christina, glad to have you today.
I'm happy to be here.
And so we're going to talk, the predominant core of the show is to talk really about the work that you guys are doing and the impact that you guys are having here in this region. So we're excited to share some of that. But before we dive in, why don't you give our audience a little bit of a background about where it kind of all started and how you developed a heart for this stuff before we start talking about what you're doing now with the organization?
Yeah. So I've been in nonprofit work for 13 plus years. I started really right out of college, joining AmeriCorps National and AmeriCorps Vista. And it really, I had no idea what nonprofit work was or volunteering when I was a kid. And after college, I got to travel and really experience all varieties of nonprofit and service work.
Yeah, fantastic. And then, so you've been, when you say all varieties and travel, just give us an idea of like all the stuff that you've seen.
Yeah. So I have spent most of my career in food insecurity work with food banking and providing food to families that need a little bit more support. But I have experience working with seniors, have experience working with Habitat for Humanity, rebuilding houses, and also disaster response in Hurricane Katrina and Harvey in Houston.
Wow. Wow. And then something has to go off. And I mean, because these are not easy situations to be in. They're tough. I mean, a lot of these situations you're getting thrown in and almost disastrous type situation mm-hmm. where you're trying to solve this. At what point in time did you know this was for you?
Really, it was like when I saw all the different experiences that I experienced through AmeriCorps. Okay. We did a variety of projects. They were short projects, like 6-week projects, and we traveled and just seeing the different communities and the people that we were serving and helping. That's really when I knew it was for me and dedicated my career for it.
Locked you in. Good.
Yeah.
Great. And then so before the show, you were saying that you had a past working in food insecurity, like food banks. So mm-hmm. those are designed to help people who don't have food mm-hmm. get access to food, right?
Right.
But then you went on and got some higher education, right? So right. you can tell us a little bit about that yeah. and then maybe how that helped transition you to what you're doing now.
Yeah, definitely. So I spent the first part of my career just developing programs and implementing them to give support services to families. And recently I just received my master's in organizational leadership and really fell in love with leadership, training, and development of people. And so that when I was at the food bank, I decided that I wanted to not only give services and products to people in need, but also help them learn resources and trainings so that they can uplift their lives and really move out of poverty.
Fantastic. And then now as we transition to East Harris County Empowerment Council, the key word there being empowerment.
Yeah.
And so it sounds like they found the right person to run an empowerment council.
Yeah. Part,
because that's exactly what you've been kind of conditioning and wired to do, right? I did do that on accident. So tell us a little bit about the organization, some of the work you guys are doing.
Yeah. So East Harris County Empowerment Council really exists to serve the east part of Harris County. In 6 communities where there's a lack of resources, they've been underrepresented. Can I start over?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Start right from the beginning.
Just start right from the beginning. So tell us a little bit about the East Harris County Empowerment Council.
Yeah. So East Harris County Empowerment Council is a nonprofit that serves the communities of East Harris County with a variety of programs. We want to provide access and awareness programs, as well as some direct service to our community members. So we do a community builders academy where we get residents that go through a leadership program and they learn how to do community organizing, engagement, and kind of are our people on the ground to expand the work.
Yeah. Wow.
In addition to providing some leadership development classes to our residents, we provide direct service of food, clothing, and financial assistance to families in this area, as well as we do holiday events for around Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Wow, fantastic. Now, help us understand, because I think a lot of times, like I'll say this, probably our audience, right? I mean, we're all here in East Harris County, but they're probably driving to jobs in the plants, the refineries, maybe up and down. So that we serve a diverse community and diverse region. But I think sometimes we forget really how much opportunity exists inside of East Harris County, where people don't really have those resources, right? Meaning you can get a fantastic job behind the gates and make great money, and you're living here in Deer Park, but you can go over the gates or over the bridge over there across certain parts of East Harris County, and they're having a hard time finding grocery stores, mm-hmm. right? Like things like that. So talk to us a little bit about the need specifically.
Yeah, so about 23% of our families in our area are in the poverty level. So, and they can be economic. 23%, which is higher than Houston and Texas. So we have a higher need in this area. Families that are in the percentage probably have a hard time supporting their families in food, costs, rent, utilities, and medical. So they're making these hard decisions on a daily basis. In addition, we have what you call food deserts and childcare deserts that don't provide a lot of options to families in need.
Yeah, I think the thing that caught me earlier, kicked me in the stomach, actually, when I thought about it was, you know, you don't realize the compounding effect, right? Because if a community can't support, you know, like I'm spoiled, right? Like I'm an HEB guy, right? And so HEB, fantastic brand, love them, loves Texas, they give back, they do all this stuff. But sometimes it just, you got to pick where you put your stores because it costs me a little more to shop at HEB.
Right.
So you're maybe not going to walk into that neighborhood and find an HEB. As a matter of fact, you might not find a grocery store.
Right.
And so then a lot of these families you're saying are forced into positions where the way that they budget their diet is around things like cruising into the dollar menu at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. So that becomes breakfast, lunch, and dinner when we're kind of accustomed to, hey, I go in and I shop my HEB and Zeke's going to go cook some barbecue and I'm going to fry some eggs in the morning while the other families might be zipping through a fast food. So it's kind of almost like a compounding effect, right? You think they just, this is what we have. This is our resources. Yeah. And then it kind of perpetuates.
Yeah. So, and they're making choices. So if they're making choices on healthier food options that they don't have, that can also provide, like extend into their health and their
Also can't afford. You just said that, right?
Right. The health aspect.
They're eating poorly, making their health turn south, and then they can't afford either one, mm-hmm. right? So, cool. You mentioned earlier six communities. Do you mind outlining what six communities you guys overlook in the East Harris County region that you guys cover?
Yeah, we provide services to Galena Park, North Shore, Jacinto City, Crosby, Sheldon, and Channelview. Okay. These are all mostly communities that are unincorporated, so they don't have a city mayor. We're reliant on Harris County to the three precincts out here to help support the needs of our families.
Fantastic. I was just thinking when you drive through a town and you can't find a gas station, how angry you get, right? Just when you're driving through somewhere, you're like, I can't find a gas station anywhere. Think how different it would be. You can't find a regular restaurant to buy something or some grocery stores or childcare. Like it just blows my mind.
We take these things for granted. And they're 15 minutes from here, right?
Or less.
Right.
That's crazy. So as we shift gears to, we understand the need and why the organization exists, certainly, but I want to celebrate some of the great things you guys are doing. We mentioned before we started the show about some things you're doing with the school kids. So I want to talk about that, let our listeners hear this great program you guys have started and are doing, kind of the impact it's having. So,
yeah. So our back to school backpack drive is happening right now. Okay. Last year, we provided 1,000 backpacks in 5 school districts.
Wow.
And our goal this year is to provide 10,000 backpacks.
Whoa.
Four children in our area are in the economic disadvantaged category. And so their families, they're struggling with a lot of different basic needs. And so they're struggling with that. They're going to be struggling with providing the backpacks that children need, the school supplies to be able to, you know, support those children for the needs that they need to be successful in school.
Yep. Great. And so how, if someone or listeners, people or companies want to get involved and help this cause, because certainly there's a lot of businesses and listeners that are making a living, either company or maybe from some of these areas, right? How can they help with that backpack drive?
Yeah. So they can go to our website at eastharriscounty.org/BTS23. And they can donate.
Back to school, 23, just in case.
Yes. BTS. Back to BTS 23. Yes. They can donate money directly through there. And then we will take that the funds to buy the supplies. They could drop off supplies at our office. The address is on our website,
okay.
As well as they can donate time. So we do need volunteers to help stuff the backpacks and to be at our school back to school events that we give the backpacks out to the families.
And that'd be rewarding. So as usual, time, talent, or treasure, they'll take, right? Or all
Absolutely.
Three if you got those to give. So encourage those folks because it's summertime and it's the time to go collect those school supplies now. So awesome program. Congrats to you guys for that. And good luck on the 10,000. Let us know what we, Jason and I, can do to help get there. It's an aggressive growth curve.
It is, so yes.
I'm impressed.
Well, I happen to know a guy that happens to work for a huge organization that happens to be right down the street. I'm just saying. So just,
are you talking about me?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah. Sure. Happy to help. Love to.
No, we fortunately for us, and one thing I will say about this region, and part of the reason why we love having folks like you come on the show is because we've got literally people who are CEOs of multi-million dollar companies, all the way down to service organizations like yourself. Mm-hmm. And so when we share those stories, usually good stuff comes out of it. And again, that's part of the mission of the show. So excited stuff. So talk to us about ways, or I guess as we shift. We've talked a lot about your experience. We talked now about this deal. What kind of news or things would you say are coming up for your organization outside of the backpack deals? Are there ways we can get plugged in or add value other than money?
Right. Well, we have a lot going on with our volunteers. So, and that's, you can get signed up for a volunteer on our website.
Okay, good.
So we have a lot of events planned. We are out rolling some, a big program with affordable connectivity program where we're spreading the word about low cost internet for families.
Okay. Awesome.
And then as we go into the fall, we're going into our busy season. So we'll be having some health fairs. We'll have our hope for the holidays and Thanksgiving and a toy drive.
When you say spread the word about low cost internet, so as you guys spread that word, is it something that you guys then help? I mean, do y'all have a company or a resource that then helps provide the low? Like, tell us about that.
We help with families signing up for the low cost.
Oh, fantastic!
Internet.
Okay,
we do the enrollment, and then the families get to choose their internet provider. Okay.
So again, I was blown away. I think I can't remember who we had on the show, but I do remember he was involved in a lot of nonprofit work on the east side of town, and it shocked me to find out how many individuals. Don't actually have access to the internet.
Yes.
I mean, it's mind blowing. Again, things that we take for granted. You know, my daughter is very fortunate. She wakes up every day. She logs in. She comes home. She's doing stuff. And you know, we ultimately get so
we manage screen time at our home.
Yeah, we're managing screen time. And some people
like, what's screen?
I'm sorry. I hear it, it chokes me up because I'm just thinking about some kid.
Yeah.
That doesn't even understand like the things we take for granted. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So after 2020, when you know the school district shut down, there was a big push for all school districts to be like hotspots for families to do that.
So that you can drive the parking lots, right?
Yeah, you can drive the parking lots. But outside of that, you have to assume that the parents have a car, especially in East Side, because there's limited public transportation, and if they don't have internet at home and they still need access. So you had stories of families being in McDonald's parking lot or, you know, another parking lot, whatever is closer to them. So our big push is we're working with the federal program to enroll families to get this low cost internet to reduce the barriers so that they have access to digital skill building. They have access to school along with the other basic needs that they need.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Information, most importantly, yeah. Right? Resources.
And I remember,
by the way, the things you're eating are not great for you.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff.
I remember who was on the show. His name is Terrence.
Yeah. That's our CEO.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. Great guy. Unbelievable. And another fantastic story. I mean, a young man who dedicated, he mm-hmm. grew up in the area, if I'm
he
not
did,
mistaken,
yes.
And just decided from day one he was going to make a difference. So
yes.
Really cool stuff that you guys were doing. Unbelievable stuff. Now, something just... We talked a lot about what went, you know, what made you, what got things ticking. But talk to us a little bit about the success or the things that have contributed to your success. I mean, you've got a master's, you're continuously working your way into this field and making an impact. What things have made that type of impact on you?
I think it's the people that have supported me along the way. So like my leaders in all the organizations I worked with have shown me and let me grow my skills and my coworkers. Terrence is really great in supporting and learning from him on his vision. And then just, I think my heart of like, I'm here to serve people. So right. Just inspires me to do more work for them. What else can I improve on?
Love sure. It. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. Any other, obviously we talked about Jason is really enamored with your job title here. So any other highlights, maybe how you got that job at the council currently? Share some personal highlights you want us to hear about.
Yeah, so I started about 18 months ago with the Empowerment Council as their learning leadership manager. So I really just came in to help build out their leadership programs. And then
use that new master's, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, I mean, got it. Love it.
I'm really in love with training and development and just really helping people, you know, learn how to be better for themselves and others. And going through just working with Terrence and seeing where the organization needs to go and kind of just moved up from there to Director of Community Impact to the Chief Impact Officer and really looking at all of our programs. We have four program areas that help in a variety of ways in different areas of the community.
Well, congrats on that. Awesome. Rarely are folks using their degrees, so good job on that.
Awesome. Sounds like I love the career transition of how you went from really serving to really realizing, okay, here's an issue and how I can scale my position to then have a larger impact. Mm-hmm. That's going to then be more rooted in that. That's just not too many people wake up and do that every day. Most people wake up, I'm going to do this, and then they just kind of fall in line to whatever comes their way. It sounds like you're progressively channeling something that was a passion mm-hmm. into more growth that's now impacting more people.
Well, so and
it's a beautiful story.
Yeah. And look, it's the classic story of, you know, you give a person a loaf of bread and they'll eat for a day or fish, right? Yeah. It's a fish story, I think. And then, but you teach them how to fish, mm-hmm. which is what your kind of mission is, like bring yourself out of poverty, right? Like they can, you know, sustain a family and a life forever.
They learn
a new trade or a skill or access to information. I think that's way more important. We love our food banks here. And that's certainly when you get in a crisis, those things are paramount.
You need it, but you need both.
Right. Of course. Yeah. You certainly don't want to see people come to the food bank for 20 years. Right.
Right.
That's the goal. You want them to use it when they need it and then learn how to not have to use it and give back.
Yes.
So great story.
Was there anything else before we wrap up that we perhaps didn't cover that you feel like we should?
I don't think so.
Can't think of anything. Okay. No, you've done great. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anytime stepping into this type of platform and trying to, it's probably a newsers for first podcast.
This is my first.
Yeah. So yeah, exactly. Yeah. So
First of many.
Yeah, exactly. When people get a hold of you, they're going to be like, man,
it's viral.
Exactly. We hope to go viral. Listen, you did a great job today. You told an amazing story and we're just so honored to have you join us today.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for moving down from Oregon.
Yeah.
And being an Estonian now.
Right.
Proud. Yeah. Awesome.
And so for our audience, again, I want to remind you, this is the East Harris County Empowerment Council, Christina Alley, Chief Impact Officer. You mentioned the website again, just to say it again. Can you, so they know how to get plugged in?
EastHarrisCounty.org.
Pretty easy.
Is our main website. But for the back to school.
The back to school is
East Harris County. Yeah.
Yeah. BTS.
23.
BTS 23.
Forward slash.
BTS 23.
Yep.
I always get my slashes.
It's all right.
You're right.
Just use Google, guys.
Just Google it. So guys, first of all, as you continue to get plugged into our network and what we do, the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region really has a passion and a servant's heart at its core, right? We're designed to serve all these areas. So you've got things from the really four counties, 13 cities that are touched up that this organization serves. And inside of all of those are the ones that you're serving. And then we also have things like Deer Park, Pasadena that really are, you know, serving the refineries and the plants. And so, like I said, we forget that there's pockets where it's just not as fruitful. but this organization is committed to telling that story. That's why we wanted you to join us today. But we also know there's probably people tuned in right now that are that have significant impact. You're probably running an organization. You're probably sending in a job that makes great money, or maybe you're just looking for ways to create an impact. And so what I would highly encourage you to do is take this episode and take it to heart and see where and how you might be able to be part of what these guys are doing with this backpack program. I mean, 3 out of 4 kids is just a mind-numbing number to think that many kids are going to have a hard time getting set off on the right direction when school starts. And so if we can make an impact, we would love that. And so if you want to either do something specifically, do it. If not, meaning it's not for you and your company or you specifically, but maybe it's an opportunity to pass to your company or somebody that you know that has a heart for this stuff, please get it in their hands. That's the purpose of this episode, is to make a difference.
Sure.
And we would hope that you would do that. So, and as always, we want to thank our audience for staying plugged in and being connected. We want to thank our members. We want to thank our stakeholders and the individuals who contribute to this region and make it as great as it really is. And so again, go to HoustonPortRegion.com to better understand how we serve here at the Economic Alliance. You can also go down to the media page and subscribe to our channels. The best way for the show to make an impact is to get more hands so that we can tell more people. So again, you can subscribe there and stay tuned in. And then you can always stay connected to myself. I put my co-host, my partner in crime here, Zeke Smith. You can always go to us on LinkedIn with phenomenal opportunities, just like Christina's stories that need to be told. We're happy to hear those.
Yep.
And see if we can get you down here in the studio to tell your story. So again, reach out to us and don't be afraid to do that. Stay plugged in. Put this episode in someone's hand that matters, and let's go make an impact. Thank you, guys. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to go to the Economic Alliance Houston Port Region website and subscribe to our channels. And let's pay it forward by sharing the good news of what's happening in our region by passing this episode to somebody you know.